grand slam for Masters.
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Joining me today is Dr. Pat Castle. He's the founder of Life Runners. Established in 2008, it's the world's largest pro-life team, with over 24,000, as he calls them, teammates who wear Remember the Unborn jerseys as a public witness in over 3,800 cities across 50 nations. Pat grew up in Sioux Falls. He earned a PhD in nanoanalytical chemistry from the University of Illinois. And he's a military guy as well. In fact, he had assignments including the Weapons of Mass Destruction Defense Officer at the base closest to Osama bin Laden on September 11th. How about that? And as far as running goes, Pat is a sub-3-hour marathoner, racing 25 marathons, including Jerusalem, Venice, Boston, Pikes Peak, and also the Great Wall of China to boot. Here to talk about Life Runners and just his love for running in general is Dr. Pat Castle. Welcome back, Pat.
Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Before we get into the why you do what you do, I know you're an elite runner and have done so for many years, but just talk about how you managed to get involved with running, specifically long-distance running.
Well, I grew up with three big brothers, and I stress big, meaning they're all taller, larger than me. And so it was good to run from them. And then I just kind of got good at it. So they take credit, my big brothers, for a lot of my distance running because they would, you know, chase me around the house. But no, I enjoyed running. I found the solace in it to be very holy. Like even as a child, I remember just to be out in nature. I always say that, you know, in terms of seeing God, God is so apparent just with creation all around us, our own humanity, our emotions, our physiology, being able to high five and hug and love. God is love, but also just seeing all his other creation. So I always felt close to God. I felt at peace when I was running in my childhood on through my adult life. And so it's been a beautiful prayer time. And and that was, I suppose, the bedrock of what is now Life Runners, that time with God.
Yeah, and it's one thing to get a spiritual experience out of running. You're out there by yourself, a lot of time for reflection. Sometimes you're in some beautiful surroundings, but it's another thing to make a statement by what you do. And for you, that meant, you know, obviously making a pro-life statement and standing up for the unborn. When did that inspiration come to you to do it that way?
Yes. So I led a men's group when I was a professor at the Air Force Academy that studied a book called Unbound by Neil Lozano. And the book really is a modern look at evil. Academic screw tape letters, if you will, C.S. Lewis's work. And we spent 6 months digesting that book. And then at the end of it, we just all looked at each other and said, what do we think is the greatest evil? And we identified abortion as the most, you know, unimaginable, just the most heinous evil, the sense that a mother is being duped into choosing to end the life of her own child, and that child's life ending in such a horrific way, this innocent child. We just thought, we're gonna do something about this modern evil. And so at first we started just standing vigilantly in front of abortion facilities in prayer. And then we went to nursing homes to defend life from conception, natural death, and spent time like a ministry of presence, kind of a Mother Teresa kind of witness, just being with elderly people. Then we started writing reflections on the daily mass readings with pro-life threads. Mm-hmm. And that eventually this group that kept growing into a group of maybe 300 people that were on our morning devotions list, we reached out and said, hey, who would like to run the Chicago Marathon to raise money for ultrasound equipment for the Life Network in Colorado Springs. Again, I was a professor at the Air Force Academy, and we got 12 people out of the 300. Good number to start a ministry. I didn't know we were starting a ministry. God did. But 12 of us raced the Chicago Marathon on 12 October 2008, and that really was the first Life Runners team. And as you mentioned earlier, from that number of 12, now there's nearly 25,000 Life Runners in 3,885 cities, and not all of them run, and not all of them, the runners, run marathons. Well, there's probably about 10,000 of the 25,000 actually run. The rest of them walk, and I like to say that the walkers are better Life Runners because you can read that witness you described. We all wear a royal blue shirt with the Trinity on the front, and then the message, remember the unborn, on the back as a life-affirming, life-encouraging witness. So in review, if you're listening to this and learning about the Life Runners Apostolate, running is optional. Everyone's got to wear something. Why not wear your witness to boldly proclaim our faith and to encourage people to choose life?
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're joined today by Dr. Pat Castle. He's the founder of Life Runners, established in 2008 and is still going strong. And Pat, I want to talk about some of the ecclesial community has supported Life Runners. I know a previous guest on this show, Bishop Thomas Paprocki, who is a marathon runner. He's also a holy goalie, has an affection for hockey as well. But there's been several bishops and an archbishop who've really got on board and supported your organization. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yes, there's 28 Life Runner bishops. And of course, they're also encouraged that running is optional. But there is one that you mentioned, Bishop Paprocki, the first bishop to join Life Runners in 2011, when there were about 100 Life Runners in the world. He joined us for the 2011 Kansas City Marathon. And he offered and has been our national chaplain ever since. So he's our team chaplain. And it's been beautiful that he's been with us on this journey from back when there was 100 of us to now, you know, nearly 25,000. And he's been such a great encouragement. And as you said, Ron, he is a marathoner. He himself has raced 25 or 26 marathons, about the same number as me. And many of them, four of them, we had run the same race and didn't yet know each other. And then since, of course, we've run many marathons because Life Runners has had an annual team race where we meet up somewhere, Life Runners around the country meet up and bear witness at a big national marathon. And so, yes, Bishop Paprocki, the newest Bishop Life Runner, is Archbishop Rolio, who is the Archbishop of the military, and he's also serving right now as the USCCB president. And he was our speaker this past March here in Omaha, Nebraska, at our All in Christ banquet. And he was happy to receive his black Remember the Unborn jacket, and he wore it. And he really could see that this concept of wearing the witness and out there in the public, wherever we are, going for a walk, going to work, going to school. We've got over 10,000 student Life Runners that wear the shirt or jacket at school. But he could see the brilliance in bringing the gospel in such an organic way, in such a relational way, in the clothes that we wear, marketing God, marketing life, and building relationships to the same.
And Life Runners, it's more of an ecumenical thing because obviously you're Catholic and it's very Catholic-centric in your approach, but there's probably other faiths that join Life Runners as well.
That's true. I would say so we have a question. So those that are listening, they're like, God, where do I sign up? You go to liferunners.org, and there's a join button, and you fill out a form to receive our monthly updates, which is also serves as a reminder and encouragement to join all Life Runners around the world in wearing your Remember the Unborn shirt on the first Wednesday of each month. And so you get that reminder on the first Tuesday of the month to wear that, as well as updates, what's going on around the world with Life Runners. So there is a question on that form, Ron, that basically asks what your religious affiliation is. So we do have a sense, based on those answers when we query those, about 70% of Life Runners, so 70% of the 25,000, are Catholic. But to your point, 30% aren't Catholic. And so it does serve as a nice Christian unifying ecumenical, many parts but one body, united in Christ. Our cheer for the Life Runners team is all in Christ for pro-life. Mm-hmm. So it is beautiful to see all people of faith and those that identify as Christians that represent Christ to come together wearing that shirt for such a time as this to stand up and run, walk, wear the witness for the least of the least of our brothers and sisters, an unborn baby in the womb. So yes, it's beautifully ecumenical as well.
Yeah, and that Life Runners is a conduit to bring all faiths together for an all-important cause, and that being pro-life. Okay, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk to Dr. Pat Castle about his 2025 Cross America Relay. We'll find out what that's all about when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. We listen to the callers as they share their life experiences, and they become the catechists for us in many ways. We learn, we grow, we laugh, we cry, but we always walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God.
Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, Monday, noon Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer, joined today by Dr. Pat Castle. He's the founder of Life Runners. It's the world's largest pro-life team with over 2,400 teammates who wear Remember the Unborn jerseys as a public witness as they run or walk, throughout cities across America and 50 nations. And he talked about an ecumenical endeavor, not just Catholics, but also runners and walkers of other faiths who join Life Runners and support what he's trying to do and to create a culture of life. And also, Life Runners has quite an endeavor. In fact, upcoming here in this year, they're going to have a Cross America Relay. And this is made up of many runners from across the country. And it's just that, running across the country with their bibs on and their jerseys on that are going to have a pro-life message. And Pat, I'm not sure when this actually started, but this is your big grand voyage of the year to really make a statement, and a statement that you'll be running across America standing up for the unborn.
Yes. And so the 2025 Across America Relay is September 5th to October 18th. The first annual was in 2013. And the inspiration came from a gentleman by the name of Jeff Grabowski, who I think you've had on your show, Ron. He ran across America himself, and he ran across for prayer and pro-life. He prayed a decade of the rosary for each prayer intention that was posted on his website. He spent 4 months going across the country, averaged over a marathon a day for those 4 months, and I collided with him on the 1st of April, 2011. I gave him a Life Runner shirt. He wore it during his, used on some of the days of his running for the rest of his journey. I met him in Alton, Illinois, just across the river from St. Louis. And that began this idea that, hey, why don't we map this out and put a cross over America, hence the name, a cross, America. In the east-west arm, it kicks off. The west is in San Francisco with a blessing from Archbishop Corleone on September 5th in front of the Our Lady Star of the Sea Parish School. It will also then kick off on the east coast in front of the Manhattan Planned Parenthood. And the first leg goes from the Manhattan Planned Parenthood to Times Square with the big Remember the Unborn banner. And so the first legs are typically walking legs, so kind of ceremonial, if you will, like a 2 mile leg and 2 to 3 miles. All the legs are about 5K. And then the journey begins, the north and south, a few days after that, because they're shorter. The north arm kicks off in front of the cathedral in Fargo, Minnesota. Last year, we had a blessing from Bishop Fulda. And then the south arm kicks off in Austin, Texas, on the campus. The University of Texas at Austin, there's a Catholic center right across the street from the university. And so right there, we kick off the south arm. And then after that ceremonial first leg, people will walk or run these 5K segments. And this is where it gets interesting, Ron. About half of the 5K segments, and they add up to 1,476 5K segments that then add up to 5,124 miles. And that comes out to be about 12 million steps. With people wearing that shirt we described in the first segment, royal blue, Remember the Unborn on the back, and on the front, the Trinity, bearing witness to our faith, pro-God and pro-life, inviting people to be heaven-bound. People complete about 50% of the legs on the course, but this is where it gets interesting. Wherever you are, if you're not close to the course, when you look at the map, and the map is at liferunners.org/across, and you can see the map. But if you're, you know, a few states away, it's okay. You can still bear witness in your own neighborhood. So you can register to adopt a leg or two or three or four on the course and do them in your own neighborhood. And about half of the legs get completed that way. Now it even gets another notch of interesting because this allows people all around the world to participate. So, for example, we have about 700 life runners on the island of Fiji. Each year, they adopt the state of Utah, and they complete all the little 5K segments across the state of Utah, but on the island of Fiji, and bear witness. So hopefully, everyone realizes that everyone's qualified to be a life runner. You can walk or run at your pace. There are little 5K segments. You go to liferunners.org. You can see there's a big menu item that says relay and register for a 5K or several 5Ks and be part of the largest spanning pro-life event in the world. Largest spanning in terms of mileage and participation around the world. Mm-hmm. And you can do it September 5th to October 18th and be a part of something beautiful this witness. Under the banner of All in Christ for Pro-Life.
Yeah, standing up for a good message and also getting a good workout to boot with this relay. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. Once again, we're joined today by Dr. Pat Castle. He's the founder of Life Runners. And I have to ask you, when you're out and giving this witness, you know, it's a hot button issue for many. So you're getting an affirming response from many people, but you're also getting a non-affirming response. If you could just talk briefly about some of those interactions when you're on the course, I'm sure you have many, but maybe you could just sum it up for us.
Sure. And one little step back, and I'll step into that step forward question, but one step back is it finishes on the campus of Benedictine College on Saturday, October 18th, as one of their big homecoming weekend activities. So the four arms will come together on the campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, with President Minnis giving a word at the halftime of their homecoming football game. So just kind of paint that cool picture of how this thing is going to come together. Everybody, of course, is welcome to join that finish line. But your question of some of the different encounters that we get along the way. Of course, 99.9% of the encounters are really positive. You know, people see you out there and they can see that you're, you know, walking or running out in the middle of nowhere. Because some of these legs are, as you can imagine, Ron, you know, go across Nevada or go through the mountains of Colorado or on some trails through some of the states. So some of them, you know, people can see that you're participating in something by your shirt you're wearing, and you might have other people with you or a support car, all kinds of creative ways of completing these legs. But people are encouraged to answer your question, first of all. I'll give you the positive. 99.9% people honk, wave, thumbs up. They see that you're standing up for God and for the least of the least, for God and other. It's joy, Jesus, others, you. We're joyfully doing this for God and for other, for the least of our brothers and sisters. And so even people that don't fully comprehend the reality of abortion for whatever set of reasons, I had one lady say, "I don't agree with your pro-life view, but I will tell you, I agree with how you're doing it." The best I can say is that people realize it's compassionate. Mm-hmm. That word compassion means to suffer with. They know that we're sacrificing, suffering for God and for neighbor, and they find beauty in it, even if they don't agree with our pro-life stance for whatever set of reasons. So the negative responses, there are a few. And, you know, a lot of them, when I look at the people that are given a negative response, so I drive a car that basically looks like a pro-life NASCAR, has Remember the Unborn, real big letters on each side, has Life Runners logo, that Trinity on the hood, Remember the Unborn on the back window, it's white, looks like a pro-life NASCAR. And so sometimes people will give a pretty visceral, you know, oppressed, if you will, possessed in some cases, it's sure that's the appearance thereof, response. And in those cases, I pray for those people. I realize that they really do have some oppression. You know, they've been duped and compromised along the way. So we pray for them that's overcome in their life. And so just your generous back, but though they happen, Ron, but I will tell you the harder part is the getting out there and putting your faith in action. Any negative comments, we just bless them back.
Is there one marathon that you look forward to every year? I know you have the relay, but is there a marathon that you personally look forward to running each and every year?
Oh, I've done 25 full marathons and over 100 halves. And so the marathon I look forward to is the one that is part of something greater than myself, you know, like this relay. Someone can go out there and do 5K segments and add up to a marathon in participating. But in terms of what marathons I've done that have been very interesting, I get the most joy out of completing something that was really difficult. Mm-hmm. Because in those difficulties, I'm always closest to God. So, you know, the Great Wall of China, the Pikes Peak Marathon, two really challenging races, races where I'm just having a tough day. I appreciate them because, wow, you know, I got to draw closer to God. And so a marathon, you know, each person, whatever your age or your physical fitness, I will tell you those elements of running a marathon, I recognize in just the act of someone putting on the Life Runner shirt, which you can order when you register to get those monthly updates on the website, liferunners.org. Mm-hmm. But when they put that shirt on, Ron, a lot of those elements are the same elements as running a marathon. It's hard. It's difficult. You're walking out into the culture with a message that, you know, not everyone agrees with. And so I find beauty in doing something difficult for God, for the least of our brothers and sisters. So yeah, that'd be my reflection on all things marathon.
And Pat, I know that prayer is at the heart of what you do, and I know the Life Runners Creed is one of those go-to prayers that you pray often before your events, probably even after your events too. Maybe you could close us out by reciting that prayer.
Yes. So we're gonna pray this creed, everyone listening. And at the end, if we have time, Ron, you can keep the clock there. I will lead the cheer for everybody, which is all in Christ for pro-life. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We believe in the dignity of all human life, from conception to natural death. We run as a prayer to defend children in the womb so they may be born and united with our Christian community. We run to build endurance, for the race is long, and we must keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord. We run for awareness, so our culture will view all human life as a reflection of your glory, Lord. We run for charity to provide support for mothers and fathers tempted to abort their child, and healing support for post-abortion women, men, and families. We run to end abortion, for Christ died so that all may live. Guard us all, born and unborn, with your peace, Lord, for in you life is victorious. We pray and run in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, Dr. Pat Castle has been our guest. You could check out more on his organization, Life Runners, at liferunners.org. And if you want to be part of one of his runs, he has the 2025 Cross America Relay coming up. You can go to that website and join Pat and all the runners that will be running across America. Pat, thanks so much for the time, and I do appreciate you coming on. Blessed to Play.
Thank you, Ron. God bless you.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play. .com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Dr. Pat Castle, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.